Welcome back to night number one of Senior Nights on Power 96. We have the NRHEG seniors joining us via Zoom. And this round of questions, we're talking school stuff, more school stuff, I suppose. What is or was your favorite class? This can be past or present, doesn't have to be limited to high school specifically. Kendall, what was your favorite class?
I don't know. I always loved a challenge, so I have a couple favorites. Advanced Placement European History was so fun.
Gosh.
Just because I know you guys didn't always enjoy it. Just because I loved learning about history, but it was also just a really fun class. We always had snacks and everything. And college chemistry was kind of the same vibe, but any of our Spanish classes, like Spanish 1, 2, or 3, were always just a blast. Senora is an amazing teacher. She really got us all involved and kind of, I don't know, made the day enjoyable, so.
My favorite class would probably be REACH, which is a newer program going around, and it's a class where you basically talk about, well, stuff people are afraid to talk about involving emotions and problems at home, all kinds of stuff that really help people out. It's like a little therapy session, if you will, and that's kind of enjoy it.
My favorite class was human anatomy, just because I liked the biology field and I liked all the biology sciences, so it was a really fun class for me to learn and expand my horizons in the biology area.
My favorite class was welding and metals. I've always enjoyed working with my hands and stuff like that, and welding has always been a rather useful skill to have, and I work on a farm and things like that, so welding has always been a nice skill to have, and the class was a second source of knowledge for that skill, so I enjoyed welding the most.
I enjoy human anatomy just because that's what I'm interested in. I love science and the biology of the human body, which explains why I'm going to the medical field.
Since I can't really choose lunch, I guess I'm going to have to go with those Spanish classes that I took. I took Spanish 1, 2, and 3, and I really enjoyed them.
I would also have to say human anatomy. Miss Hatton, the teacher, she's a very good teacher and very descriptive on what we should be learning, and she just teaches very well. We also got to dissect cats in that class. And that was very fascinating, like looking at the inside of a cat body, and yeah, that was cool.
I think like overall though, every class always had like moments that we'll remember as our favorite, and it's not necessarily just like one class was better than the other. Like, I don't know. We always had like, I don't know, fun activities that we always got to enjoy even when we were little and we don't quite remember.
Sure. So then kind of speaking of teachers, you mentioned teachers at the end there. Who is or was your favorite teacher? And again, this doesn't have to be limited to just high school. It can be at any point during your school career. Who did you just really, really like being a student of?
This is one of the hardest questions for me because I was a teacher's pet for sure. I'll own up to that. They each just helped me in so many ways. So like literally any of them, Mrs. Boondorf, Mrs. Bentley, Mr. Weber, Senora, like all of them, they were just so helpful. Mr. Dolmeyer was one of my favorite middle school teachers. I'm still his TA to this day. Just elementary wise, I remember some of them, but they all just kind of blend together now.
That's
which sucks, but yeah.
They probably remember you so well, they're gonna hear this and be heartbroken.
I know.
Favorite teachers, I can't just limit myself to one. I'll just limit myself to high school. I got threatened to name off 3 teachers, Miss De La Cruz, Mrs. Bentley, and Senora. Besides the threatening, I think they're pretty good teachers. I learned a lot of stuff in their class, and along with Mrs. Eater, who runs the REACH program.
Okay. I know she's not entirely a teacher, but our student counselor, Mrs. Sternagel, was very helpful to all of us seniors this year, especially me. She during study halls, you go in and she helps you figure out your future. She's been very, very helpful to not only just individuals, but our student body as a whole, helping out with all this COVID, figuring out bigger, like how graduation's going to go, how prom's going to go, how the honor society inauguration went. She does a lot for us behind the scenes.
I really appreciated her building off what Caden said. She helped me a lot with picking my path and college and stuff like that. One of my favorite teachers would probably be Mr. Schultz. He was our health teacher and gym teacher. I always liked his teaching method. He was always calm and collective. You could ask him just about anything, class related or otherwise. And he was pretty much a second father to a lot of people. I really enjoyed his demeanor, and he was such a calm guy. And he retired, but he still substitutes from time to time. And he's always a nice face to see walking around. I like him a lot.
My favorite teacher by far is Mrs. Schaub. She is the sweetest lady in the world. She will help you with anything. Just love her so much. I'm going to miss her so much. And my favorite elementary teacher was definitely Mrs. Telemontes. She was so nice, just amazing, and I miss her a lot too.
This is also like a really hard decision, but I guess I would have to go with Senora Mrs. Olson. I'm a little biased because I'm related to her, but I mean, everybody likes Senora, so you can't really go wrong.
Yeah. For me, I would have to say Ms. Schaub for high school for sure. She is so caring for her students. Like, she is one of, like, I wouldn't say the only teachers, but she is one that really, truly cares for her students and is always asking them, oh, like, what are your plans this weekend? Or, oh, how was the basketball game that you played at? Or just, she's very involved in our lives. And for elementary, I would have to say Miss Baran. She was a great first grade teacher, and she has let us play and read us Bernstein Bear books. And yeah, she's very sweet.
All right, we're going to take another break, get you a little more music, and then more questions for the NRHEG seniors on night number one of Senior Nights on Power 96.